Doing great. I'm going to be sniffling. As I'm warning you right now, I'm going to sniffle the whole time. Well, that wasn't a sniffle. I don't know what that was. I took out the garbage. It is so cold out. So hopefully wherever you guys are listening, it's someplace a little bit warmer than where I am because it is so cold out. Is that it's just really cold. But again, you're in December, so. Now, unless you're in like a warm tropical area, so, and then it would be good for you. Anyways, I was thinking about something. And so we're going to change things up just like a bit. And I know we've been posting once a week and we say on the weekend, but then it gets like pushed for a couple of days. So it's really not the weekend. It becomes like on Monday or then it becomes on Tuesday. So we're going to do something. We're going to see how this works. So we're going to try to upload, post 6 days of the week. And one day that will not be, and it will be on Sundays where there will be no new episode. So we're going to try to post a brand new episode every single day for all of you, because we appreciate it. And we want to just see how... you know, how this works out. So we're going to try every single day. I have some other channels that we're going to be trying to focus on. Also, obviously, those are channels are not going to be every single day. They're probably going to be once a week-ish. So we're going to try this. We're going to try every single day and take one day off. So let me know your thoughts. As always, you can reach me on social media. The best place to reach me is Instagram. I have 2 accounts. Actually, I have more than that. But sometimes I am just not thinking clearly, so I can't remember the name of it. So right now, we're going to go with AJ Chat and AntJody1976. As always, you can reach out to me. You can tell me something you want me to watch, check out, blah, blah, blah. If you liked an episode, if you didn't like an episode, whatever you want to tell me, that's the best place to reach me. As always, we're going to put a link. I don't know if we've been doing that. I say we have that, and then we don't put it on. The link for Buy Me a Coffee, if you want to become a supporter of the channel and get merch, check that out. And that's Buy Me a Coffee. Anyways, let's get started with today's episode. Remember, we're going to do every day, one day off, and we're going to try to keep that schedule going. So let's get started. Welcome back, my holiday movie buffs. We are officially, what is it today? It's December 2nd. So no more fall. We are actually into Christmas. So happy there. Almost happy holiday Christmas-y, whatever. My movie buffs. Welcome back to AJ Chat, where we unwrap the quirkiest gems, festive guest appearances. They're the kind, if you blink, you may have missed them. We're talking about moments like, wait, did that really just happen? From big name celebrities to bizarre character crossovers, these cameos add a sprinkle of unexpected to the holiday season. So grab your eggnog or your wine or your cookies and let's dive into the top 10 oddest Christmas cameos in movies and in TV. Starting off at number 10, Donald Trump in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, that came out in 1992. Now listen, we all know it. We've all seen it. Listen, Let's start with the most, it's the most talked about Christmas cameo crossover ever. And I don't know if it's crossover. It's not a crossover, but it's the most talked about cameo ever. Donald Trump in Home Alone 2, this 1992 holiday classic, follows Kevin McAllister as he accidentally ends up alone in New York City during Christmas. And while exploring the luxurious Plaza Hotel, Kevin stops to ask a man in a suit for directions. And that man? Donald Trump. At the time, Donald Trump owned the Plaza, and his brief cameo is more of a self-promotion than a plot necessity. His single line, "Down the hall to the left," is iconic for how unexpectedly out of place it feels in a family-friendly Christmas movie. In retrospect, this cameo has become even more surreal given Trump's later career. That interesting though. It is interesting because the first time I realized it was him, I was like, oh my God, is that him? Because that was his only part. So, I mean, I'm sure we all know that was him in there, but I just thought that was interesting. So anyways, at number 9, we have Miley Cyrus, A Very Merry Christmas. This Netflix holiday special is a quirky mix of musical performances and dry humor, anchored by Bill Murray's signature deadpan style. The special revolves around Bill Murray. Oh my God, I can't read. Trying to salvage his holiday TV show amidst a New York City snowstorm. And out of nowhere, Miley Cyrus shows up to perform a duet of Silent Night with Bill Murray. Her soulful rendition is surprisingly heartfelt. Why am I having problems talking? Contrasting beautifully with the otherwise comedic tone of the special. It's an odd but memorable cameo that reminds us that Miley can really bring holiday magic when she wants to. And that was from 2015. At number 8, we can't talk about Christmas without mentioning Miss Mariah Carey. Wow. Okay. The unofficial queen of the holiday in the Star is an animated retelling of the Nativity story. Mariah Carey lends her voice to Rebecca, a hen who's part of the animal crew guiding Mary and Joseph. And while Carey's cameo, say that 5 times fast, is brief, her involvement in a Christmas movie feels almost obligatory, given her domination of holiday playlists with All I Want for Christmas Is You. The film itself is a charming take on Christmas, on the Christmas story, and Mariah Carey's presence adds fun, festive to her nods to her fans. And the movie The Star came out in 2017. I don't know why I'm stumbling tonight. I don't know why. All right, here we go. At number 7, we have, at number 7 is Joan Rivers' cameo in Shrek the Halls, a holiday TV special from 2007. I did not know she was in there. In this short, Shrek reluctantly agrees to host a Christmas celebration for his family and friends. Amidst the chaos, Rivers appears as herself, providing commentary of the ogre's holiday festivities. Her sharp wit and unmistakable voice bring a dose of celebrity satire to the animated special. It's a random yet perfectly executed cameo that adds a little bit of adult humor to a family-friendly fun story. And that was Shrek the Halls 2007. You know, I don't know if I remember that now. At number 6, let's talk about something truly unexpected cameo. This is truly unexpected. I remember this one. And this cameo is Jean-Claude Van Damme. His brief but hilarious appearance in Friends. Do you remember that? I remember this. during the holiday season. And while the holiday episode, the holiday episode, the one with the holiday armadillo, is almost about Ross trying to teach his son about Hanukkah, while blending in Christmas cheer, Jean-Claude Van Damme's earlier cameo in the series during a different holiday season episode stands out as a head scratcher. Jean-Claude Van Damme plays an exaggerated version of himself, sparking awkward laughs as he interacts with the Friends gang. And while not explicitly tied to the Christmas tradition, his placement in the series during the holiday vibe makes him one of the strangest celebrity appearances in the show's timeline. It's great nod to the 90s action star phenomenon and offers some unexpected humor in the festive setting. And that's Jean-Claude Van Damme in Friends, the one with the holiday armadillo, is from 2000. I don't know why I said armadillo like that. I'm not sure. armadillo. Anyways, we're at number five. And it's Michael Bublé's Bublé. That's another fun name to say, isn't it? Bublé. Cameo in The Christmas Chronicles 2. Okay, wait, hold on. Now I'm thinking. The Christmas Chronicles 2 is a festive... It's festive as you would expect in a Netflix sequel starring Kurt Russell as Santa Claus. Bublé lends his voice to a jazzy Christmas number performed by an animated elf. Oh, I did not know this. It's a subtle but delightful Easter egg for fans of the Kroner. What's particularly synonymous with the Christmas playlist is his brief involvement. It feels perfectly in tune with the movie's musical, magical vibe. And that's The Christmas Chronicles 2, and that came out in 2020. That's interesting. And here's one for you animation fans. Richard Nixon's head makes a cameo in Futurama's first Christmas-themed episode, Xmas Story, set in a distant future. The episode reimagines Christmas as Xmas and replaces the joy and jolly of Santa we know with a murderous robot version. Nixon's head appears as a political leader commenting on the absurdity of the festivities. It's bizarre, funny, and very Futurama, the kind of cameo that's both unexpected and perfectly in line with the show's irrelevant humor. Futurama Xmas Story came out in 1999. And just to let you know, Billy West, the man who is the voice, who is on Futurama, he's going to be on our guest in, I think, in a few days, actually. So we'll have that interview on very soon. And you guys are going to love it. It was so great and it was so wonderful. Anyways, we're moving on. At number three, we have Dolly Parton. She shines in Unlikely Angel, a made-for-TV Christmas movie from 1996. And while she's technically the star, her role as a sassy singing guardian angel feels more like a cameo from heaven itself. Oh, Dolly. Dolly Parton's character helps a struggling family rediscover the meaning of Christmas while delivering heartfelt songs. Her charm and charisma elevate the otherwise cheesy premise, making her appearance a true Christmas treat. Oh, she's just awesome. And that was Unlikely Angel from 1996. All right, we're at number two. And this one is Will Ferrell's brief appearance in the Office Christmas episode, Secret Santa, is pure comedy gold. And while Will Ferrell later had a longer stint on the show, this earlier cameo as an overenthusiastic mall Santa is laugh out loud funny. His exaggerated cheer, awkward interactions with the staff, perfectly capture the chaotic energy of the office, making this one of the oddest and funniest Christmas cameos in history. It's Will Ferrell in The Office, Secret Santa 2009. At number one, and I know I've stumbled along the way, I apologize. I humbly apologize. At number one, we have Johnny Depp's cameo in Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill's infamous holiday cameo, Johnny Depp appears in a Christmas party dressed as himself, but the absurdity, the gaudy outfit that includes a Justin Bieber t-shirt. The cameo is random as the movie itself, but Johnny Depp's self-aware humor makes a standout moment. It's weird. It's cringy. It's exactly what you'd expect from a movie like Jack and Jill. And I, by the way, I still love that movie. I don't care. I still think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. Jack and Jill came out in 2011. I still think it's hilarious. Whatever, whatever. And there you have it. The top 10 oddest Christmas cameos in movies and in TV, from unexpected celebrity drop-ins to downright bizarre character choices. These moments remind us that holiday entertainment is full of surprises. Again, thank you for tuning in to AJ Chat. I'm AJ. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a message, and share your favorite holiday cameos with me. And remember, my friends, we're going to do this every day. We're not the same episode. Whoa. We're going to do this every day and take one day off. So I'll see you again this week. All right. Every day, we're going to try this, and Sunday's off. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.